Hello and welcome to this special radio documentary on immunization services in Taraba State, sponsored by Center for Communication and Social Impact. I am Nabila Yakubu Jalu.
My name is Yakubu Usman. I am a shoemaker. Honestly, I went through a tough time because of what happened to me. I became disabled due to an illness.
And we have achieved meaningful results, and then the indices and parameters have changed. It's no longer as it used to be in those days. So the non-compliance has dropped drastically.
From the rolling hills of Gembu to the bustling neighborhoods of Jalingu, a quiet but powerful revolution is taking place, one strange at a time. Once burdened with high rates of unimmunized children, Taraba State is now writing a new chapter, one hope, resilience, and success despite formidable challenges. This is the story of immunization in Taraba State. Back in 2022, 24% of children in Taraba had never received a single dose of any vaccine, what we call zero-dose children. But by mid-2024, that number has dropped dramatically to just 4%. The percentage of fully immunized children has surged from 49% in 2022 to nearly 80% in 2024. At the forefront of this progress is Mrs. Rhoda Lodia, who leads the state immunization strategy.
If you are talking about current percentage, that is first quarter of this year. The first quarter is about 100%. But if you are talking of last year, the 2024 coverage is 121%.
But the road to success has not been without its hurdles, especially in remote and underserved communities. Challenges like rough terrain, insecurity, and widespread misinformation have long hindered vaccine access. But with support from partners like Gavi, the tides began to turn. The provision of vehicles, motorcycles, and fuel helped ensure vaccine reached even the most distant ward.
There is huge challenges. Like if you talk of the remote areas, like the hard-to-reach areas, Gabi helped us with some vehicle that they will be carrying the routine immunization services to the hard-to-reach area by giving us some. Each ward, they have a motorcycle. Yes, the strategies, as we have about 3 or 4 strategies. In terms of fixed posts, we used to mobilize caregivers, like the women, they are the caregivers. We used to call them caregivers. They have some strategies with the help of the UNICEF. We have mama to mama. We have chief agents that they are mobilizing women right from their domain. They go house to house to mobilize them to go out for routine immunization.
At the heart of this movement are women like Maria Muhammad, an educated community volunteer from Baradi Ward in Jalingu.
Nini Maria Muhammad.
My name is Maria Muhammad from Angon Baradi. I am one of the health workers who goes from house to house to give children vaccines. I want to assure you that as mothers, we must always take our children for immunization. Vaccination is very important. It boosts our children's strength and protects them from diseases like measles and other illness that in some cases can damage child's eyesight. By the grace of God, vaccines have made things easier. Nowadays, if a child reacts to it at all, it may just be a slight fever, a little redness in the eyes, or a few rashes, and then the child quickly recovers. That is why I am calling on all mothers, especially those who don't usually allow it, to please start bringing their children for immunization. It is for their good and their protection. There are serious challenges we face when we go house to house to vaccinate children. Some parents complain, saying things like, "You don't bring us food or money, but you keep coming to give our children vaccines, or we don't even understand what this is for." Sometimes, if you explain it well, a mother may agree and allow you to vaccinate her child. But in some cases, you have to involve the community head or call the ward head to speak with them before they allow the child to be vaccinated. This is why it is important for parents to cooperate and willingly present their children. Polio, for example, has no cure once it affects a child. But this vaccine is given before the disease strikes. That is why we are pleading with parents to be understanding and allow their children to receive the vaccines for their own good. There has been significant progress. In the past, things moved slowly, but with the involvement of influential people like traditional rulers, governors, and other top leaders, the efforts have been strengthened and the campaign has gained more recognition. So I want to sincerely thank them, especially for the great work they are doing. All I can say is they should continue doing even more. No one can truly repay them, but may God be the one to reward them abundantly.
And women like Nafisa Ali Umar and Elizabeth Anapchi, mothers who ensures her child never misses a routine vaccination appointment.
My child is 3 years, 5 months now. His first vaccination was, I think, 3 days after I gave birth to him.
How?
I take him for vaccine often. You know, the vaccine is... There is certain age or months that your child will reach that you take him for vaccine. If I can remember, if I'm not mistaken, there's the one for immediately after giving birth to the child. There's one for, let's say, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, and so. And I make sure he took all those vaccines. I have to take vaccine serious because vaccine is very important. It helps prevent children from getting infected with some certain diseases like malaria, like polio, and the rest, measles, and the rest.
My name is Elizabeth Anapchi from Magami community. Honestly, ever since I started taking my daughter for vaccination, I've been consistent. I began when she was a newborn, from the 26th of December 2024. Which is the day she was born. I took her for her first vaccination while she was still a baby, and I've continued until now that she's 1 year and 5 months old, almost 1 year and 6 months. Honestly, the reason I take immunization serious is because it protects my children from illness, things like headache and fever. My husband also encourages me even when I forget the next appointment date. He reminds me. He says that as long as it saves him from spending money constantly on drugs or visiting chemist and hospital, it is worth it. I always advise my fellow women, not by force, but as a heartfelt plea, that it is very important for us to take our children to the hospital for proper care and protection, both for their sake and ours. We should stop lying to our husbands by saying we took the children for vaccination when we didn't. Sometimes, after 1 or 2 days, the child starts running a fever and losing weight, like someone with sickle cell. Please, I beg us all to do the right thing and always tell our husbands the truth about what we've done. Vaccination is free. The card is free. Everything is free. So please, my fellow women, I'm begging us to hurry and take our children for vaccination, so they can grow up healthy and be well cared for.
Muishi, insuka zokuma mugaya musu abunde dati abunde kaimu muzo mufada musu gaskia ba magana nkaria tia anti akawa kudi anti akawa mi a ba ainaka kyauta ake bayar wakati kyauta ne komai kyauta ne dan Allah da nabi yan uwa na mata roko nake a gare ku ba doka nake ba ku ba mu gaggauta ka ƴan mu domin mu samu lafiya da kulawa ga ƴaƴan mu.
But not every story is simple for Umar Inwa. Her desire to protect her child clashed with her husband's refusal to allow vaccination.
Randa na aifeta a week in nuka zo rigakafi babanta ya hana a saki zuwa rigakafi.
My name is Umul Inua. from Magami community. My daughter is 1 year and 5 months old. After I gave birth to her, we took her for vaccination during the first week, but we haven't gone back since then because her father stopped us. He didn't want her to continue. She only received the vaccine once. But I really want my daughter to be healthy and protected from common childhood diseases. Vaccination is very important because it prevents children from falling sick. Even the health workers who come to our area encourage us to continue taking our children for vaccination because it is important. And honestly, the health workers treat us well.
Hadiza Usman, a staff member of the Taraba State Primary Healthcare Development Agency, shares her perspective on the resistance faced in some households, often fueled by misinformation, difficult terrain, and insecurity.
First of all, as human beings are concerned, in everything we do, there are bound to be some challenges. Notwithstanding, vaccines also have their own challenges in their community. When trying to vaccine children in the community is that we have non-compliance. Some parents doesn't want to allow their children to be vaccinated for reasons best known to them. But as a team, as an expert, we try to educate them very well, give them the importance of vaccines, and tell them how vaccine works with the children so that we can enlighten them enough to allow the children being vaccinated. So I want the public to understand that if you vaccinate a community, you have saved that community from any outbreak. So every public should understand vaccine is a way out to eliminate diseases, prevent and eliminate diseases.
Traditional leaders are crucial in this effort. Dikaladi Mamuri, district head of Jalingo and chairman of the Social Mobilization Committee on Immunization, speaks of grassroots advocacy as the bedrock of progress.
They accept vaccination if there is vaccination days. Normally, if there is any national days assigned or set aside for immunization, they used to come out in mass and for the vaccination. Primarily, our duties as traditional rulers or as a chairman, social mobilization, is to bring awareness to whatever meaningful program that the health ministry or health organization is doing, most especially on immunization. So we create awareness for people to accept and the program on immunization. They look at snake vaccine as a good thing, but sometimes it used to come with mix. People used to add other things on the program, you know, for whatever is good. Some other people are, you know, it's a perception, and sometimes it's deliberate, sometimes it's how someone view the campaign of the immunization. Sometimes they say it's not correct, it's not right, it's not what is good for our children. Sometimes there are political mixed up and other affiliated perceptions on the general conduct of the vaccination. So it all depends on how far we have gone with our enlightenment and sensitization. Whatever is good, I think people used to accept government because we believe in government, and that the government are for us, and we are for the government. So it's vice versa. If anything program on government, we used to take it with all heart. We used to take it as a good thing. So the government should try to, at times, bring sanity to programs, most especially something has to do with health. They say health is wealth. And so there should be seriousness in government side. So the government should double her effort in seeing that more measures have been taken. Most especially, sometimes we used to register some pocket of resistance. But the default just goes with that and punish.
And other community leaders like Saleh Bubbo and Magaji Halilu are now playing vital roles in sustaining routine immunization across their communities.
Alhamdulillah. Kuma kinzo kan daidai lokacin da muke ciki. Jama mun je ma findi mun tattauna. Yadda za a yanzu haka na rigakafi.
You have come at the right time. Just yesterday, we went to Mafindi community to discuss how to move forward. Right now, the vaccination exercise is ongoing. We, the community leaders, have met and made announcements in mosques and churches, encouraging people to support the program. Since the campaign for immunization intensified, we have seen great progress, especially in the fight against polio and other diseases. That is why we have getting stronger support from the people. They now willingly come out to get vaccinated. There has been a lot of progress, especially in the way things are now moving compared to the past. Back then, the community used to resist, but now, we personally engage our people, speak to them directly, and we are getting good cooperation. Before, there was a lack of support. If you went to someone's house and greeted them, they might not respond because they didn't know who you were or why you came. But now, the ward head can go, or his wife, or someone well known in the area. Once the household sees a familiar face, they are more likely to accept the message. There is real improvement in immunization efforts in most of the houses you visit in this community now. You will find they are receiving the vaccine.
Dalilin shigaba kuma yanzu duk anguwanmu na yanzu a zagaye ba gidan da ba su aida kuma ba gidan da ba su ba da goyon ba.
Eh mutanen anguwana suna ganin rigakafi da muhimmanci.
People in the community see vaccination very important. Honestly, they take it seriously and don't joke with it at all. It's rare to hear of any issues when the vaccination team comes around. If a problem ever arises at all, to the point that the ward head has to be called, it's usually because someone is refusing the vaccine. And truly, this is not so common here. Yes, we go around informing people and telling them there's nothing harmful about vaccination. We educate them on the importance of it because when a child who hasn't been vaccinated gets infected, it is very difficult to find a cure. In fact, some of the diseases don't even have a cure. But if you take the time to vaccinate your child, by God's grace, they won't get infected, especially with diseases like polio.
Ma idan ka tsaya kai rigakafi da yardan Allah, yaronka ba zai kamu da damuwa ba a ciwon da ake kira polio.
One seems as a barrier, religion is now a bridge. In Taraba, both Christian and Muslim leaders have become vocal advocates of immunization.
My name is Bishop Andy Emmanuel. I am the resident bishop of the United Methodist Church in Nigeria. Religion plays an important role in an issue of health, because health is all, religion is all about health, and it is all about human wholeness. So as a church, we provide information to our members to take care of themselves, to take their health, their physical well-being and spiritual well-being seriously, because the spirit will not act when the body is not acting. So it is very important that we provide information to them that it is part of their religious obligation. It is part of God's intent for them to take care of themselves in times of health care. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, when God said, we are created in his image and after his likeness, and it is our responsibility to take care of ourselves, because the Bible says, be fruitful and multiply. The part of multiplication and being fruitful in life includes taking responsibility for your health, taking responsibility for your well-being. So it is a religious obligation for us to inform our members wherever they are that they should take care of their body the same way they take care of their spirits.
Sunana Mustafa Nuhu Badamasilo, babban limamin police headquarter na nan jihar Taraba. To addinin musulunci.
My name is Mustafa Nuhu Badamasilo, chief imam police headquarters Taraba state. The Islam religion did not leave out anything, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that we did not leave everything inside the book Quran, except that we gave an explicit explanation. Vaccination in Islam. Islam has given a room 100% for one to protect himself from something even before it happens. If experts have conducted a research on vaccination and found out that it has no any harm to people, then it's good we go for it. In the past, I myself, I challenged this vaccination even the extent that I warned my wives that if they ever gave out my children to be vaccinated, I won't forgive them. But at last, when I had a lecture from one of our imam, late Malam Albani Zaria, may Allah forgive him, then I got satisfaction and agreed that my children should be vaccinated, and I even called upon others to do the same. I am calling on parents that vaccination has its root in Islam religion and it has acceptance. Doctors conducted a research on the vaccine and it's proven they didn't even have any side effects. I'm calling on people to give out their children to be vaccinated because it prevents our children that are growing up from diseases, and by God's grace, nothing will happen to them.
So, idan mun fahimci wannan, lallai allurar rigakafi idan har abunda masana suka zauna suka yi bincike cewa babu cutarwa ga al'umma, so yana da kyau ayi.
And at the front line of this transformation are the tireless health workers. From walking through forests, striding across flooded roads, health officials like Gimson Linus and Mr. Yakubu Adamu, a health educator from Arakola, go to great lengths to reach every child.
Before routine immunization, if you go to health facility, you won't see more than 10 or 15 women coming for either ANC or RI. But for now, with all these supports from the NGOs, that improve the routine ANC and other immunization that are taking place in the Abdokola, because there are really success. And those areas that we know, they are not patronizing health facilities for RI or ANC. Now they are fully involved and patronizing the health facilities nearest to their area.
So we have done so much in trying to enlighten the people. We have communicated to them, we have engaged them in community engagement and then social mobilization. We educate them the importance of taking vaccine. So those that where there are non-compliances, we also engage the community leaders to talk to them. We also engage religious leaders to talk to them in the language they understand. So that there is a change of behavioral change. So we have done that and we have achieved meaningful results, and then the indices and parameters have changed. It's no longer as it used to be in those days. So the non-compliance has dropped drastically. So we have experienced a boost in the immunization update.
Despite the odds, despite insecurity, myth, and rocked geography, Taraba State has proven that change is not only possible, but achievable. Through strong partnerships, relentless dedication, and the will of its people, thousands of children are now enjoying a healthier start to life. From zero dose to full protection, from rejection to acceptance, this is more than a story about vaccines. This is a story of vision, unity, and transformation. This documentary was sponsored by Center for Communication and Social Impact and brought to you by Rock FM Jalingu. I am Nabila Yakubu Jalo. Thank you so much for listening.